This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 Nanaimo.
According to the BC Centre for Disease Control, rates of hepatitis C in British Columbia are twice that of the Canadian average, and rates on South and Central Vancouver Island are even higher. AIDS Vancouver Island hosted a public barbecue at their offices in Campbell River on May 19th, World Hepatitis Day, to increase awareness of the disease. Jeanette Reinhardt is an educator with AIDS Vancouver Island, and she's joining us on the phone from Courtney. Welcome, Jeanette.
Hello.
You hosted a barbecue on May 19th for World Hepatitis Day. Tell us about that event and your Hep C work.
Okay. Well, AIDS Vancouver Island up in Campbell River and Courtney have been very active. AIDS Vancouver Island in general has been very active in promoting education and support and information to people who are infected or affected by hepatitis C. And this year, our Campbell River office decided to have a public barbecue to help educate, you know, people in general and our clients about new resources we have, about the harmful effects of hepatitis C, the educational work that we do, so people could book workshops to us and basically generally have them come down and be there, and we could answer questions.
How does harm reduction fit in with Hep C prevention in your neck of the woods in Campbell River and Courtney?
Well, we have a needle exchange in Campbell River, and many of our clients who use that are hepatitis C positive. And many aren't, and so by providing the tools necessary, to prevent the infection, I mean, that's how we stop the spread of disease.
Are there policies in your community with regards to these safer crack kit distributions?
No.
Do you feel that that would be important to be a part of things like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. We're just waiting for the VHA to actually take the step on that to allow the distribution.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah,
in our community.
As in other,
I think what has to happen, there has to be community dialogue.
Mm-hmm. Has that begun to happen?
Not quite.
Are
you talking about crack pipe distribution?
Yeah, that's been the focus of our conversation on the radio show this morning has been what the different communities are doing around that particular issue. In Nanaimo, for example, it was put on hold for 2 years. They had begun by driving about distributing the kits to people, and then there was a number of residential areas. People phoned and complained to city council, so it's been put on hold, but they're now working with VHA to begin the process again.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're just waiting for the process to happen. You know, in the meantime, we're just trying to do as much outreach and talk to people about different ways of or ways to protect themselves.
Jeanette,
just education in general around crack pipe use when that happens.
Jeanette, how serious is the hepatitis C situation on the island?
Well, Vancouver Island has a very high percentage of hepatitis C, and especially as you get further north in comparison to the population, the numbers are much higher. So we have people who have been diagnosed with hepatitis C for many years, but unfortunately with hepatitis C, many people who have it don't even know they have it. And it's quite serious because now, you know, hepatitis C is sort of known as the silent killer. Our liver is very incredibly strong organ, and it takes a lot of time to start getting symptoms. So many people, you know, 20 years later after infection, may start to actually get symptoms. So what you're finding now is many people are quite ill and actually getting symptoms.
Tell us about the testing for hepatitis C. How easy is it to be tested? Do you focus in your work on guiding people to sites where they can find testing? What do you have for in terms of information to share on that?
Well, for testing, we have a public health nurse who comes in once every 2 weeks to do the whole range of testing for A, B, C, and other STIs, including HIV. And but people can also get tested at public health or to their doctor. One of the things that Campbell River is very fortunate to have is, the North Island is actually fortunate to have, is the North Island Liver Services, where they actually do provide support and education and will work with people who are infected. They will work with their doctor and to see if treatment is an option. And then we'll provide support and education towards that, towards treatment.
And you're also an educator for AIDS Vancouver Island as well. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about your work with that organization?
Yeah, well, in regards to hepatitis C, I do regular presentations, both in Courtney and Campbell River, and they're free. Anybody can phone and book a presentation. We call it the Hep C 101. It's very basic, and it gives you a broad range of information about what the function of the liver is, to what hepatitis C is, the history of it, and to the point of what you can do. You know, it addresses the symptoms and the transmission of the virus.
Are there a large number of addicted IV and crack cocaine users and heroin users in your communities?
Are there a large number of...
active drug users?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How challenging is it for the community to deal with providing services to people with addictions where you're practicing, where you're working?
That's an interesting question. I mean, it's always a challenge providing services with people in addictions because many people are hidden. And you're talking about Campbell River. It's a small town, but there's many people outside of Campbell River who can't get to the main, who can't get to Campbell River or Courtney, and who can't get access to clean needles, and who don't even know that they're infected, and thus the spread of HIV and Hep C continues.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so you're talking about a marginalized people who are really hard to reach, not being able to get the services. You know, I mean, we're very lucky. You know, we do have we're open 4 days a week. So, and we do have quite a few support services in Campbell River and Courtney that can assist people, but
Thanks very much, Jeanette, for taking the time to join us today.
Okay.
We really appreciate your time.
Alrighty.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Jeanette Reinhardt is an educator for AIDS Vancouver Island and Courtney and Campbell River, and she joined us today from Courtney.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society, broadcast on Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of these organizations.